pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
This Sunday, the fifth Sunday after the resurrection, can you believe it's been five Sundays already since we celebrated Easter? This Sunday we have, which is also called Rogation Sunday, we have the blessing of reading from St. James' epistle, from the first chapter in the 22nd verse. The book of James, I think, for every Christian today is very, very important because it's about practicality. I love practicality. I'm a product of people who decided to practice their faith by coming and leaving their homes and going all across the world as missionaries to deliver the good news of Christ. So I love practicality, where the head meets actual work. So James today is telling us something important about practice in our Christian faith. James has always been within the Christian theological circles, especially those who don't quite understand or read the Bible in its entirety, have always pitted St. James against St. Paul, especially in matters of faith. Whereas Paul is all about justification through Christ, you know, Christ at the cross has fulfilled it all, there's nothing you and I can do. James comes and says that faith without works is dead. And people have tried to, you know, pit them against each other, but that's not the case. If you read it well, James is how to put our faith into action, not that we earn any good thing or salvation by working, but rather our faith leads us into doing good acts for the sake of the kingdom. So today, this specific portion of scripture that we read from James 1, and I'll go through it again, is about practice, what we, those who are Christians, ought to be doing in the world today. Now, every time we come into Sunday service, Mass, we read either the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, or the Summary of the Law. As a deacon, that's part of my duty here. I have the pleasure and blessing of reading the Ten Commandments or the Summary of the Law. And this is one of the first things we do when we enter church. The Decalogue or the Ten Commandments are very instructional. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet. It's do, do, do. Now, the Summary of the Law, which is Christ's summary of these Ten Commandments, and more than that, he says when the Pharisees, the Jews, ask him, which of these commandments is the greatest? And he says, number one, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And the second is likened to it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So Christ seems to tie all these laws into one thing called love, loving God and loving neighbors. And he said the second is like the first. So it's almost like he's saying, if you love God, it's almost impossible for you not to love your neighbor. And St. John says this, the first epistle of St. John, if you say you love God and you hate your neighbor, you're a liar. Right? So it's like these two can't not coexist one without the other. And so Christ has boiled these down to love. But then these people continue to ask him, but who is my neighbor? Is it the person next to me? Who is my neighbor? Which is a decent question, I think. And Christ then gives a very good parable called the parable of the Good Samaritan. A man is on his way walking, and robbers attack this man and beat him senselessly to the point of death, almost to the point of death. And three people come by. The first is a priest. He's probably dressed as I am dressed right now. I'm not a priest yet, but you know how priests dress. And the priest, who is supposed to be the person who cares for people, who loves God, and it should be showing to people, sees this man and walks on the other side of the road. The second was a Levite. The Levites were the people of the synagogue, were the people of the temple. He comes, a Levite comes and looks at this man, he's like, walks on the other side and leaves. Then comes a Samaritan. Now the Samaritans, in ancient times, were deemed impure. But this Samaritan man comes and sees this man lying there, almost dead. And the Bible says he uses oil and wine, and he dresses this man, he cares for this man, puts him on his donkey and takes him to the clinic and pays all his dues. He said, I will pay whatever this man needs until he is at full health. And Jesus says, this man who stopped and cared for this poor man who was dying on the road, this is what we alike should be doing. Love in action. In John's gospel, towards the end, I think it's about John 15, right before Christ is crucified, he gives them a new commandment. He says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And he adds on to that, that by this love that you have for each other, all men will know that you are my disciples. You are my disciples. So there's a lot of weight emphasized on love. Love, love, love. Now, coming to St. James, what does this love mean? James begins by saying, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of a man he was. So now St. James is saying, you, he's encouraging us, do not just hear the words, but do them. This priest that walked upon this man who was dying, the Levite that walked upon this man who was dying, they knew the scriptures through and through. They had probably studied under the greatest rabbis that ever lived. They probably could recite for you the history. They could recite the entire scriptures for you. But when it came to act, for this love to act physically, they fail. And so St. James is saying, let's not just be hearers of the word, but let's be doers. And he compares it to a man who looks into a mirror and then goes by his way and forgets what he looks like. Each and every one of us, I think, if you looked into the mirror after, if you had oatmeal for breakfast and a patch of it stayed on your beard or your face, if you looked at yourself in the mirror, you'd say, hey, I have to be decent, right? Let me clean it up and continue on my way. But James is saying, if you're just a hearer of the word, not a doer, it's like if you look into this mirror and you notice this thing on your face and you're like, you forget thereafter and continue on your way. Basically, it doesn't make sense. You cannot see yourself in a mirror and forget. It doesn't make sense. Alike, you cannot just be a hearer of the word, you have to be a doer. He continues to say that, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Now, in addition to that, St. James seems to be saying that whoever looks introspectively into the perfect law of liberty and does this, he will be blessed. I don't think this is any social justice or social gospel. There seems to be a practicality to what we believe. I'm reminded about Jesus, when Jesus was tempted right before he went out into his ministry. The scriptures say the devil came to him. And do you know what the devil did? He was citing scriptures to him. The devil himself knows the scriptures. St. Luke says the same thing. The demons know the scriptures. And St. James is trying to demarcate, he's trying to separate us, because just knowing the scriptures, just hearing the scriptures isn't enough. There has to be something deeper than that. Behind in the church, there's a baptismal font. When as infants we are baptized, or as grown-ups, in our liturgy there's language of regeneration. Now that's a theological thing and people disagree on that, but just the language of regeneration basically puts so much emphasis on the work of the Spirit in doing something upon the person who is baptized that they change completely. St. Paul talks about this in Romans chapter 6. This thing that happens during the life of a Christian when they give their life to Christ is so breathtaking, it's so changing that now what St. James is saying, that you cannot be someone who proclaims to know God and yet you just hear and not do. This thing that changes within you leads you to act. It has to, because if it doesn't, then your religion is in vain, as he says. And St. James concludes this small portion by saying, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction. Think about this. St. James boils it down now to the most vulnerable in society, especially for his day. There's a parable, not a parable, it's a story in Luke's gospel that talks about Christ. Christ travels to a town called Nain. And he enters this city and sees someone had died. And in ancient times, whenever someone had died and they were on the way to bury, everyone would stop what they're doing to honor the dead and to grieve with the person who has lost a loved one. And this so happened to be a widow who had lost her child. And Christ looked upon this woman who had just lost a child, who was probably going to go homeless thereafter. She's a widow after all. She doesn't have a husband. She's probably going to be destitute. And Christ's heart was filled with compassion for this woman. In that moment, just like the Samaritan who helped this man who was dying, Christ looked upon this lady with compassion and told this young man, "Arise, young man." And he brought this man back to health. And this woman, who was going to be a widow, had a very good chance at continuing to live a decent life. So we are like, St. James is telling us, pure religion, undefiled, is to visit the fatherless, to care for the widows. In today's world, you can see now in the news, almost every other day there's things cropping up in the news. Ukraine, there's people fleeing their homes. Diane and I come from a place that's experienced a lot of pain. We understand what pain is when someone is chasing you and wants to kill you from your own home. And we Christians, according to St. James, should be at the forefront of looking at these people with compassion and caring for them. And those who do this, may you continue to do this, because this is what pure religion and undefiled religion is to visit the fatherless and the widows. Brothers and sisters, may we continue to be encouraged in this walk in our faith. As Christ said, when we love each other, and it begins in here, right? You won't go to love he or she who is outside of here if you don't love your brother and sister who is seated next to you. May this be an encouragement for us to keep on walking practically in love with the fatherless and the widows. And these fatherless and widows can be a synonym for lots of things. Those who are in poverty, those who are in hunger, those who are in war zones, those who are mired in diseases. May our faith that was granted to us graciously by the good Lord at the cross, may that continue to turn and convict our hearts to love our brothers and sisters, especially the fatherless and the widows. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.